Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Nick will be here in a little bit. Nick had a tight eight last night, apparently on stage somewhere. Funny bone.
Was it tight?
He said he had a tight eight, but we think after he said something bad about Mick Jagger yesterday, Colleen probably cut that to a tight three. Yeah. We'll figure it out when he gets here. What are you doing there, Craig?
Trying to figure out, you know, these video things we got to do.
Yeah.
Trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Oh, so we can see you?
So Nick can.
It'd be nice to have Nick back in the studio. Todd gets a second shot today. Your second shot, puss is when?
I'm tomorrow.
Tomorrow? When's your second shot, Craig?
The next Saturday.
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay, Sunday.
Saturday.
No, it's Saturday. Yeah. Saturday, right? Nick's fully vaccinated, and he's the only one not allowed in the studio.
Right. Are we prepared for this vaccine to kick my ass?
No, you're a puss. If it kicks your ass, you'll be fine, man.
Oh, he's normal.
Yeah.
Do I have something ready to go for tomorrow in case you decide you're a piece of crap? Yes.
Just in case.
Well, if you feel tired, sleep in. Let me just call me tonight so I can start drinking.
Yeah,
like, don't say, like, here's what you can't do. You cannot do this. You're going to do what you want. I don't care. But you cannot wake up tomorrow and feel bad and then say, because I don't want to call at 4 in the morning after I got coffee, stay home.
Nah, you're...
You call tonight or you don't call at all.
Oh, I was going to give him till like 3 a.m. I've gotten that call before.
No, that's fine.
No, Craig, don't you want to
call it?
Don't you want it last night? Don't you want it tonight? If he's
well,
bad?
Yeah, but anything is better than being here.
What if I go to bed and I'm fine and
let's
I wake
say,
up?
Let's just say sleeping in.
We like sleeping in. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant. What if you, no, if you wake up and you said if you, last night you feel bad, you tell Puss I don't think I'm going to make it. That's it. You can't wake up and say I'm feeling better. Let's go to work.
No, but he's talking the other way. What if he goes to bed feeling fine and then wakes up at 2, 3 in the morning going, oh, God, I'm dead, you know?
That's what happened to my friend.
Yeah, like my wife, when she had the little side effects from the second shot, it was like between the 12th and 24th hour.
I think you're talking yourself into this. I realize healthy individuals can be affected. But I think you and I are pretty much, you know, I don't think it's going to affect you. It didn't affect Nick, didn't affect me. My arm is a little sore. I'm not bragging.
He's a man.
I'm not bragging, but you exercise. And that's a big deal, too, they say.
That's a really big deal.
It is a big deal.
I'm just preparing for everything.
Because I know you're paranoid, though.
Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah.
That's my nature.
I know. And I'm a hypochondriac, too, but not near what you are for some reason. And I thought I was more, but I'm actually less, I think.
Perhaps on this one thing.
You know, I think I remembered yesterday. When I got my shot, I went and sat down because you got to sit there. And I remember looking at my phone, and I wanted to send a picture out of the shot sticker, said I was fully vaccinated and dedicated to my old man. And I got a head rush, and I went, "Whoa, what was that?" But I think that might have been just everything, you know, that might have been emotion over vaccine. But the head rush went away. And I sat there another 10 minutes, and I stood up and went home, and the rest of the day I was fine. My arm hurt a little bit, you know. Once again, I didn't know if I had a headache because I had a couple martinis the night before either. So, Nick, your second shot, did you feel anything?
No.
Okay, yeah. Now, I know you're a little younger than Todd, but, you know, not in any better shape than Todd. Sorry.
My arm got sore after the first shot.
Yeah. The second shot didn't feel anything?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I got
more people don't feel anything than feel something, Todd.
Right. I got the head rush. 3 hours after the first shot.
Yeah, but a head rush is like you said, ride it out. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
do
how to
some
do
whippets
that.
Right
yeah.
before you get it. Then
yeah.
you won't know where the head
yeah,
rush is.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. It felt like I had just done a whippet.
Oh, mine lasted a little longer.
Oh,
than that.
Yeah, mine was pretty went pretty quick. But I think it was more emotion with me than actual shot.
It was like I was hooked up to the dentist's nitrous tank for about an hour.
Right.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Oh yeah.
If you know how to ride it out,
yeah,
it would freak out a lot of people.
When's your wife's second shot? Is she after you or before you?
Sunday.
Okay. Did she get affected by the first one?
No.
Okay.
But
I think it's in your head. You're going to think you feel like crap. And you're not going to. You can't.
I'm going to.
You can't fake a fever. You can't fake a fever. So,
no, you can't.
So that, if you don't have a fever, okay, I got a headache, whatever. You know. And once again, a headache is what? Every day, once in a while?
Yeah. Just going on Quaaludes.
See, I rarely get headaches.
Just call off. Just say you're sick. Just run the best of tomorrow. Just do it. Tell us now. Just tell us now. Just tell us now.
Well, I should have planned this weeks ago.
Just take a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's...
See, Bob was on the weekend. Craig and Todd's would be on the weekend.
That's the thing. If I would plan a trip, then I would get sick for sure.
What time's your shot?
Noon.
Okay. Let me know by 6 so I can start drinking.
Tell your side effects to stick to the schedule.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Puss.
I want
Thank
to.
Thank you, Puss. This is about us.
I want to come to work tomorrow.
Okay. Well, don't come to work and be just a complete waste over there then. Either.
No. If I'm a complete waste.
Then just stay home.
I will let you know.
But let me know tonight, not tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
I never look at my phone. I don't want Puss calling me early because that freaks me out. So just text me.
Yeah, but then you might not see it.
Yeah, I'll drink a cup of coffee, come to work, and then go home. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, what are you going to yell at me less for?
Calling you or
texting you and having you get here and not see it.
First of all, the text I don't have the text. I won't hear the text. I don't have it on my phone. I don't hear the bleep. I don't hear that. So text me.
Well, just tell him exactly what time you are looking at your phone in the morning.
Yeah,
because you do sit down for a couple minutes and look at it, don't you?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
There you go. What time is that? And he'll text you then.
I'm on the toilet probably around. Well, there's a trash can. I collect Kelly Clarkson it once in a while
on the way out
of the house.
Take a dump in a trash can.
I saw her yesterday on her show. She's not. I don't know what's wrong with her right now. I think she's just enjoying eating and pooping too much.
She has to poop.
Now. Yeah, she looks like she has to poop all the time now. she looks like she packs a load in there too, for that matter. So I don't know. My alarm goes off at 4:25.
Man.
So if you text me, then you're fine.
All right.
All right. Because Todd will know by then, won't he?
Well, yeah, I would say that about 3 or so is the drop dead.
Then that gives I'd rather not get out of bed and drink coffee either, so text me as soon as you get it.
He might not know he's sick until everybody else is here.
Well, that would suck, Craig. You'll be bitching about that.
Again. Better than the alternative.
You're fine with that.
Better than working.
Yeah.
You can save that stack for Monday.
That's the key right there, Todd.
Oh,
that's the key.
That is the key. You'll be fine.
I don't mind working.
That's why I'm dragging this bit out.
An Arkansas lawmaker will have to wait.
That's right. Out of Austria last
I think you'll be fine. Then you talked yourself into it. If you're kind of crappy.
No, I'm talking myself I'm into it. I'm going to be fine.
What am I going to call him, Nick?
Pussy.
What?
I'm going to try calling it as a complete waste at the other job.
They're going to say, yeah, we know.
Right. They're like, and what makes this any different than any other day?
Call the other one and say, well, Todd's sick this morning. I ain't going to make it in. Todd doesn't work here. Oh, damn.
Oh, you're right.
But I need him to fire me up before I go to my other job.
What time's your shot?
Noon.
All right. Well, check in. All right. Not right then. I'll be sleeping.
Get two.
Nick feels like he needs another one.
I do.
Because you've been vaccinated for so long.
Man, it's been so long. I feel like I'm missing out now that everybody else is getting shot.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get one once a month from here on in. Can you sign me up for another one?
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Why'd you? How old and what's the physical makeup of your buddy that got sick?
Same age.
Does he work out as much as you do?
I don't think so.
Okay, is he a backwards walker?
Yeah, he doesn't walk backwards.
That might be your saving grace.
The article about being in shape is I shouldn't say being in the best shape. Just exercising is true. Craig mentioned that. And I saw it again the other day. That
Unfortunately.
Exercise 20 minutes a day, and you do more than that probably. of any kind of exercise helps you out with all this stuff, including the vaccination.
Yeah, I've been slacking lately, right. So.
Yeah, study says that regular exercise reduces the risk of severe symptoms.
Yep.
It's probably for any disease.
This whole exercise thing, people are getting on that bandwagon.
And they're not even talking about hardcore. It's just 20 minutes a day of something.
Something like that.
Walking, running, whatever you got to do, you know?
You exercise on a regular basis before getting sick, you're less likely to get hospitalized, admitted to the ICU, or die from the virus.
Yep.
They actually looked at a few people, nearly 50,000, so that's a pretty good sample size. They also found patients who were consistently inactive had a greater risk of hospitalization, admission to the ICU, and death. And they're doing the guidelines.
Yep.
At least 150 minutes a week of moderate physical activity, 75 minutes a week of vigorous aerobic physical activity as well would be good.
You're probably starting to feel bad right now thinking about it, aren't you?
No, I'm fine now.
Are you?
About 11:45 today. I don't know. Just call me.
I'm sitting over here trying to plant seeds of doubt in your head, and I'm the one guy that actually has to come to work no matter what.
That's true.
What the hell am I doing?
You'll be bored more without us here. It should be you sitting there by yourself, right? Yeah.
It's got to be more laid back.
Yeah.
It's quiet, that's for sure. But the
probably
time
smells better.
The time crawls when you guys aren't here.
Yeah,
when I'm sitting here alone, good God, the morning is long.
We're thinking about you, though.
You're not.
No.
Dreaming about you.
Well, that's true.
Nah, we'll be here. I know Todd. Yeah. We'll walk in here and just feel like ass for 4 hours.
But you ask anybody, the time flies when Todd and Tyler are around. And when
that's
they're
right.
Not, it just drags out.
That's right.
We are the life of the party.
All the time.
Wherever we go.
I may have a unique perspective on that, but yes, it's true.
Yeah. Now, if you're
if
you're a man, you'll feel fine. If not, you know, question your manhood.
That's not it.
I know. I like to throw it out there. Believe me, I just throw it out there just to get somebody pissed
off.
That's
funny.
No, they tell you that. They say, if you're a man, you'll be fine. When I went, they said, how's the second shot? She goes, well, you look like a man. I said, yes, I am. She goes, you're fine. And she was kind of cute, too, so I appreciate that. She said, you look like a good man. And she said, man.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you're a man. I can tell. I said,
thank you. You're going to go do some lumberjacking in a little bit.
She could tell.
Yeah.
In my sweats.
Uh-huh. And flannel.
No, it was a weekend. I had all sweats on. And I had a sleeveless T-shirt on when I took it off because I was prepared.
Sun's out, guns out.
Sun's out, guns out. She goes, oh, you're a man. You'll be fine.
She said,
and I was at Creighton, by the way, and there were hundreds of people there, and they all heard it, too.
Well, naturally.
They said, that dude's a man.
I
know he is. That's Tyler. I recognize him. I love the show, Tyler. You're a man. I got all that day. I don't want to brag about it, but I will now.
She keep telling you to relax your shoulder, and you're like, man, that's just muscle.
That's muscle, man.
That's just how it feels.
She broke 3 needles on my ass. She
naturally rock hard.
And then went to the arm.
Yeah, exactly.
That's no needle.
I had sleeveless underwear on, too. My cheeks were just hanging right out.
Damn it, I pictured that.
I know you did.
Oh, God.
That's basically a thong, sleeveless underwear.
Like, sir, that's not necessary.
Yes,
it is.
She goes, what? But you're a man, though. I could tell. So, yeah, Todd, you'll be fine if you're a man. If not, you know, whatever.
Oh, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out what level of man you are today. Nick was a man. Nothing, right, Nick?
Nothing.
You're right. And see, Nick also got it early where there wasn't a lot of talk about everybody feeling bad. Remember that?
Right.
Because Nick was one of the first because he actually was a healthcare worker for some reason.
Yeah, so that side effect thing wasn't planted in his
head. Right, wasn't in his head at all. So he would have naturally felt bad. So he had nothing in his head at all how he's supposed to feel. Remember that?
Well,
now everybody feels that way.
I felt bad for other reasons.
Yeah, oh, that's different. Yeah.
The normal
ones. Yeah.
How'd your set go last night?
It went.
Well, you had a tight eight. Did any of it work?
Yeah, you know, sporadically.
Was it new stuff?
Yeah, some.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So it sounds like, I know you. It just sounds like you didn't do that. The crowd, the crowd probably sucked. Right?
Yeah, let's blame them.
Yeah, okay.
So you're not taking credit for all that money raised.
Well, hold on. Oh, you can usually tell that by the other guys. Did they kill or not? Or did everybody have trouble?
Well, it was a different show because Chris Covey went up first, and then I went up, and then Richard went up, and then they had they showed a video and then did an intermission. So it was almost like two different shows.
Oh.
It was like two different mindsets. And like the second half went back. I think it just took people a while to get on board. And
I get that. You're right. That does breaking that up here. And the crowd knows that too going in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. They're not ready to laugh yet. Yeah.
Yeah, let's say that.
You can blame it on them.
You don't need an intermission.
Yeah.
That kills it.
Did Covey kill?
Well, they did. They do an intermission because they for this show, they have all the auctions and everything. So they give everybody a final chance to bid on stuff. And, yeah, it was fun. Like, I figured after my set, Richard would go up and kill, but his was kind of like, you know, along the same lines.
Got it. All right.
It wasn't completely silent, but, you know, it didn't make me feel that great.
Sorry I brought it up.
No, it's fine.
Oh, remember, you're still a man.
I got to button down this triglycerides bit.
Need it punched up a little bit.
Yeah,
you don't know how to finish it.
Oh. I think the finish is there. The rest of it is kind of plod.
The fat blood stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm anxious to hear the finished product someday.
Me too.
He's got the punchline. It's the joke he's working on.
I know.
That's every bit as important.
It would seem.
You'll work it out.
You got to work on the setup.
YouGov Daily asked people, how interested?
Oh, by the way, quickly, one more wrap-up about this. Puss and Craig, make sure you text us and tell us how you're feeling.
Okay.
Because I did on Saturday to make sure you guys knew that I was a man.
Thank you.
Right.
If there were a question.
Thank you. I know. Yeah, good point, Craig. Good point. But I want to know if you guys are men, too.
Well, Puss could go either way. He's got both sets.
Yeah, he's hermaphrodite. Right.
At YouGov Daily, they asked people, how interested, if at all, would you be in having an open relationship? One where you can date more than one person simultaneously.
And they can't?
I guess they would be able to because you would be in an open relationship.
Right. Yeah. That
would not be our decision.
I'm the old school guy when it comes to jealousy. I couldn't take that. I mean, having sex with somebody else. Yeah, if you get the go-ahead from somebody, yeah, sure, but then you'd have to let them do that, and then that's where jealousy kicks in.
Yeah, and that's where the problem comes
in. Yeah, so I don't have that kind of I don't have that bone in my body.
We're all right with that, except
like
for the reciprocity part.
Right. Now, if she liked a woman on the side, and I got a woman on the side, much more open to that, but that's probably not how it works.
What if you had the same woman on the side?
Well, that's right. I don't mind two, three. As long as it's just women and no other dude around, that's fine. But see, that's not the way it usually works.
I think that would be more work.
Yeah.
If it was the same woman, because it'd be like we've been talking. Yeah. Like, okay.
You assume that they're going to gang up on you.
Yeah. If it's the same woman, you're out of the house eventually because they're going to stay together.
Yeah. I think you need different women. Yeah. I think you have three total.
I know there's guys out there can handle that.
And there's a lot of guys that think they can.
Yes.
I think they are wrong. 13% of us would be very interested. Somewhat interested is 15%. So between the very and the somewhat interested, it is, we're looking at 28.
Well, the scary part would be
percent.
A guy agrees to that on a Friday morning. His wife has a date by Friday. She probably has a date at lunch. And that guy doesn't have a date for 3 or 4 weeks, at least, maybe.
Unless he's been working it.
Yeah.
13% say they would not be very interested, and 52% would not be interested at all.
52%? That's actually
my wife.
Low. Yeah.
Well, they're between 52 and then the 13, so that'd be 65% would not be very interested or would not be interested at all.
Well,
that's two-thirds of us.
I think you're right. A lot of guys think they can handle it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. More men than women said they'd be interested in having an open relationship. A third of men and less than a quarter of women.
I don't think the swinging crowd is as big as YouPorn makes you think it is.
At first blush, it sounds really good, and then when you analyze it, that might get kind of complicated.
Right. It's weird the way YouPorn seems to distort reality.
It does.
A lot.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's not as many stepmoms banging their stepsons as YouPorn would have me believe.
Not at all.
I've wondered about that.
Not at all.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of those calls.
958 players had the 99-year-old Prince Philip in our Deadpool. They include but are not limited to Sandusky's gonorrhea drip.
Just stop.
Oh, the drip makes it so much worse.
Plus, Sandusky was a pedophile, and then you add the gonorrhea in there.
Drip.
That's just a horrible name, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you added three horrible names in there.
Yeah. Satan Claus gets a hit.
I like that one.
As does Scott's Wife.
All right.
Sex Lexic gets a hit.
Mm-hmm.
68.
Oh, really? 68.
Yeah, gets a hit. As does Space Boners on Route to Uranus.
Old cartoon, I remember that watching
back in the day. Stuck in the Dryer Again gets a hit.
Oh, is that somebody's cat that's got a list? Yeah. What?
No, that's just a dude, baby.
You're an idiot.
Again?
A kid thinking somebody's going to come find them?
Right.
Ted Sees Dead People and the Dusty Muffins.
The Dusty Muffins.
Get Ooh. Hits.
That's a great band.
Gets a hit with Prince
Dusty
Philip.
Dusty Muffins is
I've
a
seen
chick,
them.
Chick band. That'd be great, man. Type in Dusty Muffin on YouPorn while we're going to break.
Yeesh.
Yeah, see what,
see what that shows
There's
up.
There's got to be an Urban Dictionary definition of a Dusty Muffin.
You'll get the Are You Sure?